The Lord has been here this morning.
Yes, amen.
There's nothing like the call of God. That's what I'd like to deal with this morning. I feel this. The call of God. The call of God. I'd like to ask everybody under the sound of my voice this morning, how important is the call of God? How critical is the call of God?
Oh, how critical.
Does God give everyone a chance?
Come on now.
How many times will He call?
How many times will He call?
How often will He deal?
Yes.
And speak to you? Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father which sent me draw him.
Yes.
Have you ever heard His voice? Have you ever heard the voice of the Spirit? Did you feel that inward tug and that drawing inside when God began to call you and draw you? For you can never see your need. You can never feel your need.
Yes.
Until the Spirit of God begins to draw.
That's right, Brother Tom.
And deal with the heart. You see yourself. The Lord allows you to see that need. That you need to do something. You need to move. You need to answer that call. When He draws, you need to answer. Did you know that calls are very important to us in the natural? If we miss a call, it could be that we could be left in darkness, wandering and wondering. In the natural, listen, we don't want to miss an important call. We don't want to miss it.
No.
Say that you're having trouble physically, problems in your body. You call and you get a doctor's appointment. They call you back and they set you up a date and a time for you to come in to see the doctor, the physician.
Yeah.
What if you didn't answer that call?
Mom.
What if you didn't answer that call when the doctor's office called you and rung your number?
Come on now.
You got a need and you know it. You got a need. You're hurting and you feel it. But you're needing the physician.
Yes.
What if you didn't answer the call? It's important. You check that caller ID. When the phone rings, is it Dr. So-and-so ringing me? It's important. You're hurting. You got a need. Listen. And that date finally rolls around. So you get up. You clean up. You get dressed and you leave the house extra early to get there and get a good parking space. How many knows what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know why you do it? You're doing it because you're physically hurting. You're sick and you need the doctor's advice. You need a healing in your body. God, you're going to see the physician so that he can help you. We answer these calls because they are very important to us. He does blood work on you. He runs tests on you. He sends you home saying, my office will be calling you. Do you know what you do? You go home and you listen every day for your phone to ring. You watch the caller ID. When the other calls come through, you monitor them. You're looking for that one important call that you really need to hear from. You need help. and you know it. You need to be fixed, and you know it. You want to do better. You want to feel better. You want to be healed in your body. Can I ask us this morning, if we do all of that in the natural, what about in the spiritual? Do we listen for the great physician's call when he knows our every need before we even ask him? He's a healer of the body and the soul. God, would you ring my number? Lord, he already knows what you're suffering and what you're going through, but he's listening for a response in your heart for you to cry out to him. I gotta need your Lord. I'm sick. Could you raise your hand and say, Lord, you know all about me. You know when I sit down. You know when I rise up. You know when I go to bed. You know my worries and my fears. And you know the pain that I'm involved in. Lord, you know my temptation and you know my trial. But I need the physician's touch. I need a help from above. Raise your hand and say, Lord, I'm awaiting upon you. I'm a calling on heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord,
the Spirit of God is a calling. Hallelujah. Whosoever will, that'll hear the call. I come. That's what the Lord was doing here this morning. Sister Maria, the Holy Ghost was a drawing. I speak on my heart because there's people that need his touch.
Amen.
How important is the call of God? Woo! I'm glad that I answered it. Hey! If I had not answered the call of God, where would I be? Where would I be? I believe I would be like the rich man in hell, lifting up my eyes. Listen, the night that I got saved, I was 20 years of age. I climbed to my crossroads, and the Lord dealt with my heart. He said, if you'll come to me tonight and give me your life and your heart, your soul, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're searching for. The drugs eating me up, and the alcohol taking me down, and the world was to destroy me, but I needed a physician. I needed a physician. I needed a heart fixer. I needed a heart mender. Hallelujah. I needed a liberator. And what did I do? I saw my need, and the Spirit of God called. Can you say he called me? I'm glad that he called me. He drew me. He rung my number, and I came to him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
I know where I'd be. I had one foot in hell, and the other was slipping in.
Oh, God. Come on.
Come on, Brother Tommy.
I was going down for the last time. They say a drowning person, you read it all the time, their buddy makes it to shore of the lake.
Yeah.
No.
He said, I watched my buddy and I couldn't do nothing. He said, I had cramps myself, but I made it. He said, I watched my buddy. I read it. He said, he went down and came back up. There was nothing I could do. He said he went down the second time and his hand went out of sight.
Yeah.
He bobbed up. And they say the third time you go down, the third time's it. You'll never arise. You'll never get out. You're drowning. Your lungs are taking in water. Can I tell you the world that we're living in? They're going down one by one. Multitudes are going down. They're drowning in iniquity. They're drowning in sin. He said, I watched my buddy. He went down the third time, and I watched his hand go out of sight, and there was nothing I could do about it. Oh, Lord of heaven. Oh, God of heaven. Oh, Jesus. People are going down. I can't heal you. I can't save you. But there's somebody, if you'll call upon the name of Jesus, ye shall be saved and delivered. Won't you raise your hand right now and say, I don't want to sink. I don't want to go down. I don't want to drown in iniquity. Save me, Lord. Heal my heart. Make me whole. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Lord, help us.
How important is the call of God?
How important?
If I could, I'd ring my own cell phone, hold it up right now.
Oh, yeah.
I've had some important phone calls come through that my phone home.
Yeah.
On the other end, would you pray, you and Sister Mary, pray? We need help. How many's ever been there? You need help? Carolyn, ain't you glad you know God?
Thank God.
Holy. Oh, to feel His touch. Oh. Emily, are you glad for the sweets? Look at that smile. Oh, so yeah. Sweet. So precious.
Sweet.
To be in the house of God.
Yeah.
You know what you did? You answered the call.
Answered the call. Yeah.
The call came through. I came to Him. And He in no wise cast me out. He took me in. He received me. He wrote my name in the book of life. And now you know what Jesus is doing? He's building you a place in the Father's house or many mansions. Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go away to prepare you a place. And He said, if I go away and prepare a place for you, He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And I tell you this morning, the world is your enemy. The devil and sin is your enemy. But there's somebody that stays. He saves.
Yes.
Man.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hey.
Has He called you lately?
Has He called
you? Ain't you glad He calls?
Yes. Well.
Remember, somewhere in your life, there'll be a time, and don't let that time slip. Somewhere in your life, there will be a time that Jesus will put Himself right in your reach. And He is here this morning.
Yes.
He will visit you. He'll make a call. Jesus told John to write to those seven churches in Asia Minor.
Yes.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open up the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. The door latch is on the inside. I'm so glad that when I heard the Lord, Brother Tom, when He spoke to me, I knew my need. I was hurting. I was sin sick. And I opened up the latch wide open. And I said, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. And the physician walked in. He gave me a new heart and a new mind. Raise your head and praise Him. That's what He did to me. A brand new heart and a brand new mind. Ain't you glad? Woo!
Praise God.
Thank God the things that used to hurt me, Carolyn, they're not around anymore. Hallelujah. The devil went out and Jesus came in. Instead of being high on this whole world, I've got a different high. I'm living. Hallelujah. On that heavenly manna and the spiritual things. Ain't you glad this morning you can feel the Holy Ghost? He's real. He burns on the inside of your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's sweeter than honey in the honeycomb.
Yes.
In Luke 5, Jesus is eating and drinking with publicans and sinners. And those self-righteous Pharisees murmured about it. Them people ain't no good. That's really what they tell me.
Yes.
Them old people ain't no good. They're that not important, Jesus. Get away from them. What are you doing dealing with them or even sitting in the midst of them? But Jesus answered, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance."
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 He came to me when I could not get to come to where he was. He came to me. Ain't you glad of that?
Yeah.
Don't you know the main purpose of my mission? Jesus is saying, I came to call. To call. To call to the souls that are hurting and in need. And if they will only answer me when I call them, I'll touch them like nobody else can.
Yes.
I'll save them and I will heal them. We will never get anywhere good. We'll never get anywhere. Never get anything good in life if we don't heed the call.
Right.
And feel the draw. Oh, how many times we miss out in life and we miss the best.
Right.
We miss blessings. We miss out on our help because we did not answer when Jesus called.
Yeah.
Slip your hand up to him right now. Lord, Lord, I have felt you.
Jesus.
I have felt the Spirit dealing with my heart, pulling upon my heart, my soul. I know, Lord, I know it's you. I know what I feel. Lord, you're ringing my number. You're dealing with me. I'm seeing my need, God. I see my need. I know that I need you. I know. I've got the knowledge that I know that I must have you, Lord. And if I don't get you, Jesus, the world and sin will destroy me. The devil will take me farther than I want to go. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the people that have missed out since the beginning of time. The numbers are staggering. Millions upon millions have missed their call.
Yeah.
Because they did not answer. They didn't take heed. God puts himself right within everyone's reach. But they lived out their life. They left this world without hope. They left it without God's love and mercy. Ain't you glad this morning? You came to him and he took you in. Ain't you glad you got the physician to heal you? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
God.
I guarantee you, if you could uncap hell this morning,
yep,
and you could hear the screams of the damned screaming, and Jesus said, hell is real. He mentioned and preached more about hell than he did heaven. Listen, if you go there, there's no getting out of it. When the bars shut behind your back and slam shut, there's no way getting out of that place. Yes, there's a heaven to gain, and yes, there's a hell to shun. There's a God, and there is a devil. There's righteousness and holiness, and there's sin. And sin will take you into that horrible pit. The Bible calls it an abyss. Jesus said it's a place of outer darkness where the worm dieth not, and the flames of the fire is never quenched. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth in that place called hell. And people use that word so carelessly and tell people to go there. But I want you to know, if you go to hell, you don't answer God's call. It's an eternity that you'll spend in that place, and there's no grace. There's no light. There's no peace. There's no hope in that place called hell. Raise your hand and say, on this side of eternity, it's where I need to heed the call of God.
Yeah.
It's right now. Woo! People living it up on their drugs, with their friends and going with their buddies. And sometimes, Brother Chuck, it only takes one shoot up and it stops the heart. What then? I'm telling you, this Bible says that there's a hell to shut. It's real. And the physicians are calling this morning. A poor blind man that heard Jesus' call. Mark 10 tells us about a poor beggar who was blind. As Jesus went out of Jericho, blind Bartimaeus was sitting by the highway side begging. How many years was he blind? We don't know. How often he begged and depended on others to help him, we're not told.
No.
But when he heard that Jesus was passing by,
yes,
he began to cry out, Jesus, thou Son of David,
thou Son of David,
have mercy on me. Jesus is passing by. Has anybody seen him lately?
Yeah.
Anybody heard from him lately? The healer has just walked in. The shepherd of the sheep, Carolyn, has walked into the midst.
Walked in.
Hallelujah. Many of the people who were following Jesus told old Bartimaeus to keep quiet. He ain't got no time for you, blind man. Old beggar, hold your peace. Bible said, but he cried out that much more, a great deal. Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. If I can just get this healer's attention, and if he would just call me, I believe he can heal me so that I can see. I won't have to be blind anymore or beg. Mark records that Jesus stood still. And he heard a desperate cry of a person in need. And Jesus called him, the scripture says. And it says, they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his beggar's garment, came to Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, what wilt thou do? What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
In the way.
Can I ask you this morning, what's in a call? Would you stand? What's in a call?
What's in a call?
What's in a call? You might not be blind physically.
Yes.
Could it be that you are spiritually not really seeing your need, your desperate need, like God sees it? Did you know if we'll call, listen, if we'll call, he'll call back.
Yeah, he will.
Thank God if he calls, there is power in that call. There's healing and deliverance in the Lord's call. As they want to sing, I want to ask, call me, O Lord. Call me and I shall be healed and made
call
whole.
Me.
Call me, Lord, and I shall be saved.
Yes.
Touch me, Jesus, is my prayer. Let's find a place to pray, every one of us in this building this morning. Draw me, Lord, and I'll run after you. Call me, God. I'll come and I'll follow you. Jesus. Jesus, there's salvation in no other. That precious name, Jesus. There's hope in no other. Nothing out there. But there's hope in Jesus. The world will leave behind dry, broken, empty, miserable. But Jesus is a heart mender, a joy giver. Come on, let's cry right now. Let's cry. Lord, touch me. I know my need. I know what I need to do. I need you. Come on.
me through it all.
You chose.